Hi, my name is Dwayne Brown. I'm the technical producer at the Air Canada Centre, and that is an all-encompassing and most confusing title because it means different things in different places. Technical producer is basically responsible for everything. The joke is everything that plugs in. The lights to a certain extent, the audio systems to a certain extent, the video systems in the building of the Air Canada Centre, and also the broadcasts that originate from this building and then go out to the world end up on my plate. And so in some little way for all of them, I get involved in them. It was different when I got involved in this sort of career, if you want to call it that, because it's I've always pictured a career as something you go to school for. And 10, 15 years ago, television and live broadcasting and any type of live event wasn't something you went to school for. It's something you fell into. And a lot of people still fall into it today, but they're getting a little more demanding for the requirements you have to come bearing to get into these jobs. So there are some schools now that will do television training, but they're giving you a general overview of the technical aspects of television and sort of a general idea of how the creativity works in television. But then when you get to work on a television set or a live sporting set, if you want to call it that, or a movie set, you'll say, this is not like school was at all. I came into it from the live end of things, which would have been a theater, live press conferences, live meetings, corporate meetings even, which is a great place to learn because there's not as much scrutiny on you at that time because it's typically held in one room, whether it be a hotel room or an auditorium or a theater or even a place like the Air Canada Centre. It's just there and it's self-contained. So if you make a mistake, there's only, you know, a couple thousand people there that know. When you make a mistake on television, there's a potential for hundreds of thousands of people to know. And not to mention the people breathing over your neck that are telling you, don't do that anymore. Once I got into that live arena end of things, you learn all your technical things from that aspect. You learn how to do audio in a live situation, learn how to do video in a live situation. When something doesn't work, you've got to figure out right away why it's not working and fix it. And that's where I came up through that path. That led me into the live end, brought me into the Air Canada Centre, which is a live event-driven facility, which happens to have television in it. So the two sort of married themselves, and here I am today, still doing it. I've been with the Air Canada Centre now for 8 years, and doing what I've done in the live arena for the better part of 16, 17 years now. My biggest challenge has been when I made the transition from the one-off standalone live event to a televised one-off live event. Because you're marrying these two worlds together, which sort of force themselves together. There's a lot of similarities between live and television, but there's a lot of dissimilarities. The hardest part of that would be to know from that single live event that there's, as I said before, potentially hundreds of thousands of people watching, and to make sure everything is working. If something doesn't work, everybody knows about it. So suddenly now, you've got this responsibility of 20,000 people in this arena watching what you've put together, be it the Jumbotron or something else that's going on in the building, shot clocks, scoring systems, and you've got all these people watching on television at home, whereas am I directly responsible for this television broadcast? Absolutely not. But if something goes wrong, I'm one of the people that's going to be involved in figuring out why that's broken. And it's challenging in a good way. It makes you rise to the occasion to figure out, once again, what isn't working and why isn't it working, and how do I make sure next time it's going to work all the way through. It changes your life, I guess, every day, because in a really heavily technology-driven industry that we're in, you are continually learning. You know, I personally sway down different paths. One week I'm all over video playback devices. The next week I'm all over audio playback devices. It's just sort of the path leads you where you're going. You don't pick your path with technology-driven companies. The technology picks a path for you, and you have no choice but to follow it. So I don't have a predefined set of where I want to be or where I'm going. I just sort of look back every couple weeks and go, oh, that's where I've been, and then move on from there.
Excellent.
To do my job, we're back to the career options choices again. Despite me not going to school for television broadcasting or live events, I personally have some electrical engineering training, incomplete degree, which is one thing that's always sort of stuck in the back of my mind that I should complete someday. I still recommend now that everybody does get that training. Go to a television and radio school. Go to a electrical engineering course or school, if you will, and get that stuff as a background. People who are hiring for jobs are looking for people with education. It may not be relevant, and you'll say once you get out of school, this is not what I learned in school. This is not the same that they said it'd be like in school. And it's probably not going to be, because education is not the same as real life and the real working world. It gives you a basis from which you can leap from. It gives you the, in this industry, it gives you the basis to be able to think logically and systematically, which is so important, because it's wiring and it's signals. Everything flows through those wires, and you've got to be able to picture where that signal is going from point A to point B and identify everywhere in between. That's what school gives you. When you get out in the field, you can worry about all the gear that's in between those point A and point B and where the signal is going through, but you'll be able to know that it is going through and trace it that way. One of the great places to start, volunteer at Rogers Television. If you want to get into the TV world, a lot of people start there. Don't get hung up on it, on being volunteer and on being this low-tier local cable channel. They've got the same gear that we've got, a couple years older, but it is a great place to really get your chops, as you know, like the music industry, and learn how the gear works and learn how to interact with other people, learn what jobs they do. There's dozens of different jobs in this industry, in the broadcast and the live, and you know, you might not know what a PA is, or a VTR replay, or a VTR playback. They're all different things, and everybody calls them something different, so you pick up on them that way. That's where you get started, and then you just keep going out and doing things. You take, you know, volunteer jobs. You really offer your services to people to say, listen, I want to learn this. Can I come out and just carry your tools for you for the day, or carry your bag for you for the day? Guys like me love kids that do that, because I love to teach. I love to see people coming up in the industry, and I want them to learn the way that I think it should be done. We all in the industry have our way of doing things. My way is right for me. It may not be right for somebody else, but if I got somebody with me, I'm going to teach them the way that I think is right for me. And that's, you just build up from there. It's year after year. Like I said, I've been doing this for 16, 17 years now, and I still have more things to learn. I still have more things to do. So I just keep in it and keep at it. And that's the only way you're going to move ahead in it.